the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, we all know as we age and get older, the importance of staying strong and flexible, being able to keep your balance and avoid falling. Well, one way of staying healthy is Pilates. It's taking off all across the country. In fact, recently, the Wall Street Journal talked about men as they age are turning to Pilates as a form of staying healthy. And that's the topic of today's show. Joining me on the program is Yvette McGaffin from ReformRx. Yvette, I wonder if you would just give our listeners some background on Pilates. It was my understanding that Joseph Pilates invented Pilates right around World War I as a rehabilitation for wounded soldiers. If you could pick up from there and tell us its evolution over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me as well, Jim. It's great to speak to you today. Yes, Joseph Pilates, he also had rickets as a child. So he definitely came at Pilates and, you know, created this amazing movement system based on his own experience in his life. And then absolutely rehabilitating soldiers. And then also Prima Ballerina is in the 1930s, you know, caught wind of this amazing technique, which obviously aided their dance careers. So it went from this very rehabilitative, you know, lane into fine-tuning professional athletes into the prime of, you know, their careers. So it's had a very interesting evolution. And then today, you know, as you said, the tailwinds behind Reformer Pilates are phenomenal in 2023. There are boutique Reformer Pilates studios popping up all over the globe. And it's because the benefits are profound. You know, the whole musculoskeletal system, that it works. It's amazing to rehabilitate, yes, but to also have you in the shape of your life.
Now, I know it was picked up, especially in the dance world. It started, I think, on Broadway, where a lot of the dancers got involved. You hear about a lot of movie stars today have gone to Pilates for toning, staying in shape. And even, believe it or not, Yvette, I'm hearing stories about football players that need to stay that, keep that flexibility. When you talk about rehab and Pilates, what kind of rehab? People that have back problems? I know you helped somebody, I think it was the director of Game of Thrones, you helped her with Pilates. So what kind of rehab is Pilates used for?
Yeah, it's used, you know, across the board for, you know, many common ailments in terms of shoulder injuries or spinal mobility and health, knee injuries. So it's a fantastic toolkit, you know, that physiotherapists and physios use. But, you know, it's also being used for preventative techniques. So it's become this amazing movement system and class where, you know, we're minimizing the impacts of injuries because of, you know, this low impact full body training that Reformer Pilates, you know, does and gives. And yes, Bernadette Caulfield, so she was the executive producer of Game of Thrones for many years in Belfast, and I trained her for many years. She's actually one of our early investors, and it transformed her life. You know, she is a very busy woman. She was on set from 5:30 a.m. some morning. So we had very early sessions, and three, four times a week we started training. And yeah, her, not only her weight, but her mobility, her whole sense of confidence and self improved from, you know, that consistent practice of Pilates. Because like you touched on, it's not just kind of one area, which is why it's, you know, it's so beneficial across the board for dancers or baseball players or, you know, professional sports people, athletes in very masculine sports, because it works so many different facets of the body. You know, it finds, you know, short twitch muscle fibers and lengthens through your fascia tissue and, you know, your intercostal muscles. So it's such an amazing movement system that, you know, doesn't differentiate between age. You know, it's so beneficial as we age as well. So, you know, more and more people are picking it up, and it's coming in as well, you know, to be done by much younger populations because of the benefits that are coming to, you know, coming to life.
So I know that Joseph Pilates, I think he was doing it when he was in his 80s. Is this something you vet? Let's say I'm 65. I just retired. I really want to get my body in shape. I want to play golf. I want to be active. Is this something that you can start, let's say, at age 65 and be doing it at age 85?
Absolutely. You know, as we age, our core strength often suffers, and our core strength is responsible for our mobility through our whole trunk. So, you know, flexion, forward bending, lateral flexion, you know, working from side to side with our body, or extension. And it's so important to be strong and mobile through these, through this key area. The core muscle fibers, you know, they shrink and become less flexible and weak if we don't hone and look after that central trunk region, and especially as we age. So this means, you know, you're more susceptible to injury and you're less confident, which is not a nice position to be in. And in many ways, you know, this age group, you know, aging population that you talk about, that is when, you know, we have usually more time to really enjoy life. And it's, you know, so important and worthwhile to do these fantastic exercises so that we are more confident and we are less likely to injure ourselves. Because research shows that from the age of 50, our balance decreases rapidly. And, you know, this can, you know, directly knock on to our everyday life, which is where we call Pilates. You know, it comes in, it builds confidence, it's going to empower you. And it's that full body, low impact workout that we spoke about. So, you know, you're less likely in a position to be vulnerable or to fall.
Explain, what would be the differences between Pilates and, let's say, yoga? We know that yoga can help on balance and flexibility. What is the difference between Pilates and yoga, and what would be the advantage?
So yoga is a fantastic movement system, and it's definitely part of a wider thought process. Yoga is just the physical movement of, you know, almost like a type of religion. But yoga is amazing for flexibility work. It has definitely a lot of different realms, where yin yoga would be softer and quieter, or flow, vinyasa yoga would be a little bit more dynamic. But I guess the key difference is, you know, obviously equipment-based. It is structuring and putting your body into positions where you're working efficiently and you're engaging specific muscles and muscle groups. So yoga is more free, you know, it's without props. So you do have to have a general, you know, core body control and, you know, strength and base flexibility point. And it's not essentially protecting you from injury. Whereas the key difference there with Pilates is it's supporting your body through movement. So that's why it's so fantastic for, you know, older populations, because, you know, you're set up and you're structured to work, say, you know, your glute med in a spider kick as you work from the foot bar position, and your hand is propped in a certain way, and you're holding our ergonomically designed handles. So that's, in short, part of the key difference.
Now, one of the things that is done in Pilates, anybody that goes to Pilates studio, they're going to see this device called a reformer, which you have behind. I'm going to get to that in a minute. What is it about the reformer? So when you go to a Pilates studio, that's probably the piece of equipment you're going to be working with.
That's right. I mean, there are several different pieces of apparatus that Pilates lovers will know and love. We've actually incorporated the Pilates Wonder Chair into our reformer design. So the reformer, you know, it's often referred to as a medieval torture device. It has ropes, it has pulleys. And a key thing for us in developing the RX is that we wanted to make it more aesthetically pleasing. So it looks a little different than conventional reformers. Our original design brief was a concept Formula One car. So it is, you know, more inviting, to, especially to first time users. And we have elevated and reinvented the hardware. So we've made it more functionally amazing. We have, as I mentioned, the Wonder Chair incorporated into the back. And we've also changed features to make it more safe. So we don't have exposed springs. So usually on a conventional reformer gym, as you know, there are springs that you manually hook on to engage the resistance. We've changed that on the RX. We've made it push button technology, and we feed that back as well through data. So you're getting that post-workout analysis.
You know, one of the things I've been doing Pilates off and on, I would say for almost two decades. And one of the things that when I stay consistently with it, and that's the key, is I noticed a difference in my posture. My lower back pains went away, you know, because I sit in a chair most of the day, as many people do in work. And I noticed the change in posture. And let's go into that because, you know, a lot of our listeners may be golfers. They play golf. I've had one client tell me that when he started doing Pilates, his golf game improved. He was more flexible. So there's things like that. What is it about posture in using that reformer? Is it the exercise, the way you control yourself that changes that? What is it?
Yeah, all of the above. So, you know, we touched on it earlier when I was talking about, you know, trunk and that spinal health, but that really key transverse abdominis work, that is that wraparound muscle around the base of the core. It's kind of another name for the core. And when you're engaging and mobilizing this part of your body, then you are so strong centrally. And, you know, people hear that word core strength. The reason that it makes you so empowered and mobile is that it's kind of your powerhouse, the center of all your movement. So on the reformer, every exercise you do is really targeted from the core. So even if you're doing, you know, a really specific glute legwork lunge, you still have to engage your core stability, and that power, that movement that's always coming back to that point means you are becoming so strong. You're improving your overall balance, your confidence with that, and also, you know, your proprioception. You know, we lose all these things as we age as well. They decrease. And if we're challenging them on the reformer in a way that's always coming back to that core stability with the pulleys, this functional planes of movement that find all these tiny little short twitch fiber muscles, you know, that's just phenomenal in terms of results. So improving your golf game, improving your tennis game, you know, whatever it is that you love, you're going to see extraordinary benefits from doing repetitive, you know, movements and consistent work on a reformer.
One of the things I found as I age, I was doing a lot of weightlifting and I injured my rotator cuff. So I had to pull back on what I was doing. And I gave my Pilates machine to my middle son, who had injuries from playing soccer as a kid. And I didn't do Pilates for a while until I got your machine. I want you to talk about your machine that's behind, because in my opinion, it's probably the most innovative thing I've seen since Joseph Pilates. I mean, folks, this, you've got to see this. My wife has a friend who's a Pilates instructor. And when she saw your machine, she was just blown away by what it does. But one of the key things that it does, and especially if you're watching this, you're thinking of starting Pilates, most people will go to a studio because you need guidance on the exercise, maintaining how you do the exercise in your core. Talk about, this is a digital reformer because you actually have instructors on that screen at the front that take you through a workout. You can actually zoom in on an individual exercise and they talk you through it. And folks, you know, if you go to a Pilates studio, you could be spending $200 to $300 a month in a Pilates studio, where Yvette, your subscription service is $39 a month. You almost feel like you have an individual instructor, because the instruction part of Pilates is every bit as important when you're doing these movements.
It absolutely is. And, you know, Jim, we have a library of 100 plus classes. We add content every week, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So we have this fantastic filter section where you can look at difficulty levels, class length, if you prefer a 20 minutes or a 45 minute class, for example, and also our amazing instructors. And then in terms of the classes, so if we go into a class, we have cardio, strength, flexibility. How-to is a great guide if you're new to reformer, if you want to understand specific exercises or the overview of the machine, it'll give you a breakdown of how it works. So this is a great first portal call. And then we also have the movement of the carriage as well. So when the carriage is moving, you can see the power output on screen, you can see your stroke rate, and you can see which foot bar position calorie counts start to tick up, and that's specific to you as well as a user. We also connect Gym to Bluetooth, so we have connectivity there for Bluetooth, your headphones if you want a fully immersive experience, and that's just here. And then we also cast to a TV, which is really nice if you're doing jump board exercises, so you can see on a bigger screen, and then really specific heart rate monitoring. So that's all fed back as well. So it's the first time that Pilates has really been brought to life by adding connectivity, not just with the on-demand content, but with that real-time feedback that you're getting as you perform and then seeing it after on your either your companion app that we have or on your tablet.
I'd like to talk to you about what went into the design. Now, you were, a Pilates instructor? You had your own studio for well over a decade. When you were coming up with this design, because truly, folks, this is probably literally the most innovative reformer I've seen. I've had Stott, I've had Balanced Body, I've had Peak, nothing. And I mean, literally, Yvette, nothing compares. What went in your thinking when you were designing this and putting this out? Because it truly is innovative.
Oh, I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely over the years of being in the industry. I've been in the Pilates modality world for coming 20 years, and I've owned and operated studios for nearly a decade. And it was through that journey that I wanted to see the next level, the next evolution of a reformer. And this is the Reformer X is everything that I wanted in a reformer when I owned and operated studios. So the journey, it really began 2017. We were looking for a designer and had ideas of how we wanted to improve the functionality. And we met Austin Owens from Grove Design, and that really was the missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And we started working with him and his fantastic team. Elio, our lead designer on the project, has been phenomenal. And we have been through 5 iterations of the machine. So we've had 5 working prototypes. We have run 20 million cycles, Jim, on our longevity rig, because to be a game-changing product and system, you know, these legacy companies that you mentioned, they've had fantastic reformers in the market. But, you know, as you said, there hasn't been much innovation in the last 50 years. So to ensure that we could innovate, but, you know, stand up against these legacy companies, we've tested for a long time. So we were in stealth mode for at least 2 years. And then, yeah, the testing began in 2018. So the longevity rig has run many, many cycles, testing every component, every bearing. And we're delighted to have been delivering for the last few months and for people to be experiencing, you know, what we've brought to market. It's definitely been a labor of love, and it's definitely about bringing the hardware and the software together to make something truly special, to grow this modality to more people, because my vision and my ambition is that more people do Pilates. And the way that they're going to do that is to understand and be less intimidated and to get more feedback, to enjoy it more. So I feel that we have ticked all those boxes, hopefully.
One of the things that I like, I keep long hours in the business. And when I was going to Pilates classes, there were like 20 something people. So you're not getting individual attention. What I like having this in my home, I work out when I want to work out, when I have the time. But more importantly, with your screen and everything, I feel like I have a one-on-one instructor. Yvette, let's take, once again, somebody that just retired, they want to get into shape, they want to begin Pilates and start taking it. Do you have beginner classes? If you know nothing about Pilates, maybe you're not as flexible, you're not as strong starting out, what do you have that offers something like that for somebody that's just beginning?
So we have our how-to section. So it's the best place to go just to see these individual exercises so that you're not overly intimidated if you go into even a beginner class and you're about to embark on, say, a 30-minute routine, but you just don't quite have the overview of how a class is structured and how it flows. So our how-to section is fantastic. It breaks down individual exercises. It shows you how to regress, so how to possibly pull back if it's maybe a little bit too much in terms of the weight, or you're engaging, or maybe you don't have quite the mobility if you have a knee issue or a shoulder issue. And it also shows you how to progress so that when you come to embark on a class, you feel a little bit more confident and empowered that you know some of the exercises that may be in that class. And also how our fantastic instructors, you know, verbalize and guide you into position. Because, you know, that's something that's great to come from a background of going to a studio. And, you know, studios are fantastic and it's lovely to, you know, be in an environment where you're working with other people. But obviously, you know, it's not always convenient with busy lives and it means you do it less. So having this on tap, actually just yesterday, a review from one of our early customers who said this is the best purchase I've ever made. Not only is it the design absolutely chic and well-built, but the versatility of the machine is amazing. And she goes on to say, you know, how her biggest hurdle in reaching her goals to be more toned and to, you know, to doing Pilates more regularly is, you know, the wait list of classes and not being able to get in, or it just working with her schedule. And she said that is now, you know, eliminated. And that's the key thing of coming into the how-to section, building your way up, knowing that, you know, the instructor is going to tell you what the exercise is, what the resistance, what the springs are to engage, how to set yourself up in position. And then when they have you moving, they'll start talking you through, what are we doing? How does this benefit you? What should you be feeling? What should you be trying to engage to recruit the muscles? So it really is this lovely play-by-play, and you know, it's a great place to go into how to understand all of that.
I want to add something from a health perspective. I was interviewing a individual on health, a doctor, and I said, okay, I'm 65. I'm not in shape. I'm starting out. Probably the first thing I need to do is go see my doctor, get a physical, and then go get a trainer. And she said, no, go see a physical therapist. So the physical therapist can take a look at your flexibility, your joint movements, and things like that. And then you go get your trainer, which you provide with your classes. Let me ask this question. Let's say that I'm starting out. I do have a little bit of a problem, like the gal from the Game of Thrones that you helped out. So I have, I don't know, maybe a rotator cuff. I have a lower back injury. How does that work with your system? Do I need to see a physical therapist? Do you have classes that can help walk you through those kind of things? Explain that.
Yeah, we actually have Dr. Femi Batuge. So Dr. Femi is a physical therapist, and he is one of our great instructors on our platform. We are constantly building out our content, and we are, as I mentioned, adding classes weekly. We film monthly. So Femi is a great place to start in terms of having specific needs. He goes through, and they are, you know, general ailments that people have in terms of shoulders or hips or knee health or spinal mobility. So kind of those key areas that you touched on earlier, Jim, where, you know, you have maybe a sore back and you've been feeling that, or, you know, it's very easy to, you know, hurt the shoulder and have rotator cuff issues or, you know, mobility issues around the shoulder girdle. So that's a great place to go is to Femi's classes and go through some really good mobility classes with him. And yeah, we continue to add to that. So that's also on how to.
Well, I can tell you, I built myself a state-of-the-art gym. And if I was to boil it down to one piece of equipment, it would be your reformer. Because I can get my strength, my flexibility, all the things I can do. And I can do that on one machine. And I imagine, Yvette, as I get older, you know, I'm in my 70s now, as I get into my 80s, that'll probably be the one thing that I will stick with, because it'll keep me accomplishing the goals I want to do. I want to keep my balance, I want to keep my flexibility, and I want to keep my strength. And I can do that with one machine. I don't need 6, 7, 8 different kind of machines to do all those things. If our listeners would like to follow, and by the way, if you're listening to this on the podcast, we're going to put this on YouTube so you can see this incredible, innovative machine. Yvette, how could they find out more about ReformRx? Where can they go? Tell them.
Yeah, so reformrx.com. So simple website. So you can go there. You can also email us at hello@reformrx.com. If you are a social media person as well, we are on Facebook and Instagram. So also ReformRx. And yeah, we would love you to get in touch and experience it for yourself. You make my job easy as well, Jim. Just, you know, speaking about needing one piece of equipment, just to add, we were recently at IRSHA and FIBO, the big exhibitions. And, you know, there are a lot of amazing equipment makers, but they're making equipment for one, you know, individual muscle group or area. And, you know, the one key takeaway is, you know, we do everything all in this one piece of equipment in a way that's non-intrusive and non-impactful to the body. So I couldn't agree more. And thank you for making my job easy today.
Well, I can tell you, one of my friends is the founder of one of the nation's largest gym equipment companies. And he was at your booth at IRSA. And we talked afterwards. He was just absolutely blown away because his girlfriend was doing Pilates and looking at your machine, he just walked away and said, I've never seen anything that innovative, which I second. Well, Yvette, I want to thank you because it's nice to be doing Pilates. And one of the things I like about your system is when I'm doing it, I don't feel like I'm doing it by myself or alone. I'm seeing an instructor on the screen. That instructor is talking to me. It makes a world of difference than just getting on a reformer by yourself. Once again, congratulations on really bringing to market something truly innovative. Like I said, I haven't seen anything this innovative in the Pilates world for over a half a century. So thank you for joining me on the program.
Thank you very much. And I'm so delighted that you're part of our community, Jim. Thank you.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.